Okay, let's get into Psachim. Yerushalmi Daf Lamed Zayin, as we continue here in Tame Nishchat, the fifth parak of Masechas Psachim, and we get into a lot of ABCs and basics of Kachim. So Baruch Hashem, it's a schus, because we do not have a Yerushalmi on Seder Kachim, so this parak, these Dafim, really give us an insight into the beginning of Masechas Zvachim. Zvachim is the key, one of the keys of all of Seder Kachim, a lot of the basic halachas of Karbanos are in Kach, are in Zvachim, and a number of those halachas are mentioned here, including the first Mishnah in Zvachim, as we will see. So the Mishnah said yesterday on Dav Lamed Vav Amud Beis that a Pesach has to be shechted l'shem the proper Karban. So says the Mishnah. Let's read it again. Ha Pesach shechta shelo l'shma. If a Karban is shechted for the wrong Karban, with the wrong kavana in mind. Shalom l'shmo. Ready? I've shechted Karban Pesach, the Kohen shechted Karban Pesach, let's say, and has shlamim in mind. And has, well, Pesach might be a type of shlamim, but has a regular shlamim in mind, or at least chatas and asham, and, oh, as any other Karban in mind. That's called a machshava shalom l'shmo. Right? Machshavas have to be done. The machshava of the Kohen is crucial, not just the maisim of the Kohen, but the machshavas of the Kohen are crucial when it comes to Dine Shchita and all of the Avodos Hadam, and if one doesn't have a proper Machshava, then that can ruin the Karban. If you look at the Rambam, in the 13th parak of Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, the Rambam says, Shalosh Machshavos Hein Shaposlanes HaKarbanos. There are three types of Machshavos that could possle the Karban, not all in the same way, and not all for the same Karban. But that's the Rambam. Shalosh Machshavos Hein Shaposlanes HaKarban. Ve'lo Hein. Machshavos Shini Hashem. Shidi Hashem means you think the wrong Karban. Machshavas Hamakom, you think the wrong place. Or Machshavas Hazman, you think the wrong time, which we know as Pigol. Right? So those are the three types of Machshavos Psulos when it comes to Karbanos. Shini Hashem, Shini Hamakom, Shini Hazman. There is another one that does not mention here, that's called Shini Bailim, which we will see today, but that's the Rambam's introduction, and he goes through each one. Shidi Hashem, Ketzad, Zeh HaShokhan, Zevach Shalol L'Shmo. Gigochaya Ola Viachov Shahu Shlamim. O Ishkatan Lashem Ola Vishlamim. Ola Shem Shlamim Ola Shem Ola. O Shashakara Bzevach Shalola Shem Ba'alov. Zui Machshava Shini Hashem. So the Rama includes Shini Bailim in Shini Hashem. Shini Hashem, different name of the Karban, that the different essence, and also the Bailim, so the Rama calls that as a category within Shini Hashem. Shini Machshav is Makom Ketzad. Machshav is Makom. Shishach is Zerach L'Shmo. Amanaz Lizrog Damo. Lahakti Mimeno. Davar Roy Lahaktara. Chutz La'azara. You have Kavana to do a later Avoda in the wrong place. O Lecho Mimeno Davar Haroy Lachila. Chutz L'Makom Achila. So Zuh Machshav is HaMakom. Vizvachim Shachasha Vahen Machshav Azuhim Negram Zvachim Shishchadu Chutz L'Mkoman. And then you have Machshavas Hazman. The Rambam just describes these Machshavas in the first halacha here of the 13th parak. So that's what our Mishnah talks about. If you shot the Pesach, shalom lishmo. Not for the Kershem Pesach. Kibel v'hilek v'zorach shalom lishmo. O lishmo v'shalom lishmo. O lishmo v'shalom lishmo. Even if you combine puzzle, that's going to be puzzle. So this is unique to Karban Pesach and Chata. So if you look in the first Mishnah in Zvachim, generally, Karbanos that are shechted shalom lishmo for the wrong Karban, they're kasher, they just don't count to fulfill the chiyuv. Kasher el shalom olo l'bayim l'shem chova. If the Bailam promised to bring a Karban, so then it does not fulfill their chiyuv. So that's by all Karbanos except for Chatas and Karban Pesach Bizmano. So that's what this Mishnah, our Mishnah is a Karban Pesach. So Karban Pesach Bizmano is Pasul Shalol Lishmo. Ketzad Lishmo v'Shalol Lishmo. What does it mean that you shech the Karban for its proper name and not? L'shem Pesach u'l'shem Shlamim. You have both of those in mind. Shalol Lishmo v'Lishmo, l'shem Shlamim u'l'shem Pesach. There's a major machlokas we show him, whether when you have a machshava psula, do you have to say something? Do you have to verbalize the machshava psula? Or just thinking about it? If you look at the Mishnah Lamelech, the first Mishnah Lamelech here, right there on that Rambam in the 13th parak, of Hilchot Psulei HaMukdashim, which again, Psulei HaMukdashim, if you think about it, is a Rambam creation. There is no Psulei HaMukdashim in Mishdayas, right? Zvachim, Menachas, Chulin, Bechoras, Erech, and Tzmura, Krisis, Me'ila, Tabid, Midos, Kinim. So the Rambam took from all the different Masechtas and created an area of Halacha called Psulei HaMukdashim, right? In Sefer Avoda, almost every set of Halacha is a Rambam creation. psuli hamakdashim, tmidin musafin, maisa karbanos, right? All of them are avodas yom kippurim, mi'ila. Okay, those two. Maybe there was a prior yuma. But the Rambam splits up, in Mesechas Yuma, he splits up the Yom Kippur stuff that applied today. He puts that in Shvisas Asar, in Zmanim, and avodas yom kippurim, he puts in Avoda. And the psuli hamakdashim here, the Rambam has. So the Rambam says, the Mishnah Melech says, midivir abeinu nira, to call machshava to kachim, have afilu below hotzabape. Right? Because the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Zibur. Rashi and Tosfos seem to mention Dibur, but the Rambam doesn't mention Dibur here. V'chein hu das harav hachinuch. But Parshat Tzav, look in Kuf Mem Dalid. There's no Dibur mentioned. Achatosas, Parakama des Vachim, Dav Dalid, Nira des Virle, the Kol Machshava, the Kachim, Sarah Chotzav Apeh. The Kari La Machshava, Lefi She'in Ba Maisa. It's called Machshava, just as contrast, that there's no physical action. The Kakas of Berk Tabinishchan, Dav Salam of Gimel. So Rashi tells us both there, and Dav Salam of Gimel. Fchei das Rashi, Perak Pei Shamai, that's in Zvachim, Dav Mem Alef. Fkakas of Tosas, Ereka Mafkid, writes in the Sugis of Shlichos Yad. Tosas says there, Vahatema Me'areim, and he quotes that, Tema on the Mizrahi, Shekasa Bevarsha Shoftim, Lotizbach Lashem, called Davara, Darshina, called Dibur Ra, Favi Azhara Lamafagel, the Lav Dafka Dibur, Lafila Machshava, Kadanafka Lamaloy Hashev. So the, Mizrahi just puts in that it's even Machshava. Umi, says the Mishnah Melech now, Umi Echniso, Betagarze, who, why did he get into this, discussion in this major machlokas? Meachar that Hoses Rashi Vasmaks really Dafka Amira. What's he giving an opinion for? Really, it's a machlokas, Rishonim. Big machlokas Rishonim there, but the Mishnah Melech points that out. So you have an Argamara, the Mishnah Minchas Chinuch also, in, Kuf Mem Dalid, on that mitzvah that the Mishnah Melech quoted, also discusses that. So maybe we'll talk about that more. Says the Gemara now, what is the source? Minayin. So the Gemara is going to quote a number of sources for the uniqueness of Pesach and Chatas. The Bavli does not quote the same exact sources. If you look in the beginning of the Pesach Zvachim, some of those Dafim, there are different psukim quoted for the same halachas. So minayin shehu tzarach l'shofta l'shmo, how do I know that I have to shek the Karan Pesach l'shem, the Pesach, and if not, it's pasul, riba b'shem rava, martim zevach Pesach, who? It is that extra word who? Lo marshim shaklu she pesach. How are you pesach? V'imlav eino pesach. Shakal ma'isa minayin. That only teaches me about the shchita of the carbon pesach, right? Zevach pesach, zevach shchita. What about the other ma'isa avoda? Right? We know there are four ma'isa avodas hadam: shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. Right? You shech the animal, you catch the blood, kabbalah, you walk into the mizbeach holacha, and zrika, you sprinkle it. So how do I know any of the other ma'isim also have to be done l'shma? V'yasisa pesach sheyiyu, kol ma'isav l'shem pesach. All the ma'isim have to be l'shem pesach. Me'at afilu hektar emurin. So all of them? So if I think all of them have to be l'shma, say how about hektar emurin, the burning of the fats, which is non ma'akev, right? That's afterwards. That's the afterwards. That's not one of the avodas adam. And hektar emurim is not ma'akev. So that's what the Gemara answers. You can't say an avoda in quotes. You can't say an action that's not ma'akev is going to be needed to be ma'akev l'shem shemayim. Tamalomer zevach ma'zvicha miyuchedesh ma'akev as a kapara. Just like zvicha, the shchita is ma'akev the kapara. You don't do the shchita, the kapara doesn't work. Yatsu hektar emurim she'ed ma'akev as a kapara. So those are all l'shem pesach. Reb Chaim Gadievsky here points out that all of these psukim are really a second pasuk. If you look in Zvachim, as I just mentioned, there are other psukim. So why are there different psukim here? Because, explains Rav Chaim Kadievsky, based on earlier Mefarshim, there is a principle in Kachim called Shana Hakasav La'akev. That in the world of Kachim, you have to say a pasuk, you have to say a halacha twice for it to be ma'akev. If you only say it once, it's not going to be ma'akev. And that's what he says here. These are all second psukim, and that's why it's teaching me that it's ma'akev. Ubachal azvachim bi'inan lechadchila l'shma. By all kachim, you need lechadchila l'shma. V'yalaf lehu b'gemar bavlis reish zvachim. Mikroi. Ela hachi mi ba'ilei. Be'pesach v'chatas minale li'ikuva. That's really what the Gemara is asking. How do you know? Is there a second pasuk that is ma'akev? To be'kachim idam yeshna you have to have it again. You have to have it a second time. So that's the way that Rav Chaim Gadievsky understands this. And if you want to look more on this in the Lekach Tov, Rav Yosef Engel, in the Lekach Tov, towards the beginning, Klal Hei, he has a whole piece on Shana Kasav La'akev, where he talks about many different related sugyas. He starts with the Tosfos at the beginning of Gittin on Daf Gimel, where Tosfos says there's never a difference when it comes to a Din D'oraisa. So HaKasav HaKev. HaKasav HaKev means that only by Kachim it has to say it twice, and if it doesn't say it twice, it's only L'chachila. So there are many examples of that. What is included in Kachim for Shana HaKasav HaKev, he discusses, is that also by Kachim Bedek HaBayis or only by Kachim HaGuf? What about Big Day Kahuna? Our Big Day Kahuna, is that called Kachim for this or is it not? So many fascinating discussions, but that's right at the beginning of Klal Hey. 20 pages on this. He has a reversive angle, was fond of every area of Torah, but towards the beginning here, he has a number of kachim sukkis, Balei Chayim Nidachin, that's the Lechatov. So those are all the psukim regarding Pesach. So now the Gemara says, last line, Chatos Binayin. How do I know Chatos? The Mishnah here doesn't talk about Chatos, but we know the first Mishnah in Zvachim says Pesach and Chatos have to be Lishman. If they're not Lishman, they're Pasol. So how do I know by Chatos, Shana Kasav Lakiv, Vishachat Osa Lachatos? Shech it l'shem chatas, so that's the pasuk. Shar kol ma'isim inayin. Again, how do I know? Besides shchita, the other ma'isim, because the pasuk says va'asei es o'echad chatas. Va'asei, do all of it. Ma'ad afilu hakter imurim, same as before. So you might think even hakter asim murim tamalomar v'shachat ma shchita miyuchedes shima akeves es akapara yatzay hakter imurim shina akvan es akapara. Right, so that's why you have the sukkim to teach me l'shma. So now the Gemara says, okay, that's by l'shem the carbon. What about the other part of Shini Hashem, like the Rambam had it? Or you might just say separate Shini Bailam. Chatos L'Shem Bailam Minayin. How do I know that you need the Chatos L'Shem, the proper owner, L'Shem Bailam? If you remember, there's a Mishnah in Zvachim. Mishnah in Zvachim on Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis in the Bavli. Obviously, there is only Bavli. I remember one of the Rebbeim, pointed out that wondered why this Mishnah is not the first Mishnah in Zvachim. The first Mishnah in Zvachim just discusses all the different problematic machshavas. Why don't you start out like the Rambam did? These are the machshavas you have to be careful with. Rather, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Zvachim in the end of the fourth parak says, L'shem shisha dvarim ha-zevach nizbach. Right? L'shem six things, the zevach should be shechted. L'shem zevach, the proper carbon. L'shem zoveach, the proper owner. L'shem Hashem. It has to be L'shem Hashem. L'shem Ishim. L'shem Reach. L'shem Nichoach. V'achadas v'ha'asham L'shem Chet. That's the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Avabi Shaloh Haya Balibo L'shem Echad Mikol Eilu Kasher. Shutzai Bezdin. Shein Machshara Holechaz Ela Achor Ha'oved. Okay, so that's the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav that talks about the Machshavas that one has to have. That one has to have at least L'chad Chila. So now the second one, back to our Gemara. Chad L'shem Bailam Minayin. How do I know that the Chad has to be L'shem, the owner, Bailam Amar of Yirmiya, Va'asei HaKoin Es HaChatas, V'chiper Al HaMitaher Mitumaso. It's from Chatas Mitzora. The Kohen brings the carbon chatas, and the Mitaher, the Mitzora, he's the Bailam, the Mitzora receives kapara and tahara from his tuma. So we'll see later on is that pashut that we learned out from a unique type of chatas, a chatas mitzora. Right? There are certain, most chatos are for baal chait. So there are some chatos that seem to be connected to a certain individual, but lav dafka a certain averas. That's why chatas mitzora is one of them. It's in the category of chatas, but it's not as simple, not the classic category of chatas, as we will see. But that's where the Gemara quotes the Makkah from. So you might say, if L'shem Bailam is needed for chatas, maybe even for Akhtar Simurin, because there it doesn't mention Dafka Shrita, it says Va'asa Kawain. Tamalomar V'chiper, Mazrika, Miyuchadashim Akevas Akapara. It says V'chiper, just like Zrika, the Zrika Zadam is part of the Avodah that's Ma'akev, Yatsu Akhtar Simurin, Shinamakwanas Akapara, so Akhtar Simurin does not have to be L'shem Bailam. Pesach L'shem Bailam Minayin, so how do I know Pesach? This was chatas. How do I know Pesach has to be L'shem Bailam? V'dinu is a kal v'chomer. Uma im ha'chatas she'ein ma'ach sheves arelam v'tmei poslim ba. If chatas, which has a kula, chatas, which if I think chatas will shame people who are tame or who are uncircumcised, that does not pasul the carbon. So if by chatas, where you have that kula, that machshava doesn't pasul, right, the carbon of Eda on the top, shem shachar, achatas, shem arim, shem tepeim, ein apsula, the kaimalon, orel v'tamei, sheretz, mishalchin, carbonosayin, they're allowed, they're in the world of carbonos. Orel and tamei could have a shliach, bring the carbon on their behalf. So if I have chatas shebaylim, if chatas which has a lower standard but still needs l'shem baylim, pesach shemachshavas arelim v'tamei poslim bo by a carbon pesach where that type of machshava l'shem arel v'tamei pasul. That's the mishnah we'll have in a couple of days. Bez Hashem edo dicheit zorach l'shem baylim. So surely she l'shem baylim. You see, pesach has a higher standard, and therefore if chatas which has a lower standard needs l'shem baylim, so pesach for sure. So Gemara says no, that's not a kal v'chomer. What, you think Pesach is more chamur? Lo, amarta bechata, shikachi kachim. To Rebbe Pesach, shikachim kalim. Chatas is more chamur. Chatas kachi kachim. Chatas can only eat by male kohanim in the Azara, right, for a certain amount of time. Pesach? Pesach is kachi kalim, right? Everybody can eat Karbe Pesach in Yerushalayim. So, how can you bring a kavachomer from Chatas to Pesach? So the Gemara says, no. At least in the world of Machshava, Pesach seems to be more chamor. Don't look at the general category of kachi 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 kalam. Amar Rabbi Yosa, v'lomi machshava lamadta, aren't we learning dinei machshavos? Machshavos poslos? HaTorah rebase machshava b'pesach, Yosef menachatas. But you see from the previous halacha that we just quoted about Arel and Tamei, that regarding psule machshava, Pesach is more chamor. And therefore, one can make the kavachomer to learn from chatas to Pesach. And carbon Pesach, as we mentioned in the Hakdama, is a root type of carbon. The Meshachachma, I don't think we mentioned this in the Hakdama now to Tamanishcha, but I think we might have mentioned in the Hakdama to the Mesechta. Meshachachma says in Parshas Baloscha, in the Pesach Sheni context, that carbon Pesach is a defining type of carbon, which generally has to do with anti-Avodah Zara. Says the Meshachachma, Hatam shen etstavu nireh, dematzanu b'kama mekomos shehuvdulu me'avodah zara l'avodas Hashem Yisbarach l'shmo ha'miyuchad haya adi ha'pesach. You find in history and in halacha that Karban Pesach was used, had a special koach to distance B'nai Yisrael from avodah zara. Kavosh v'asana b'chizkiyo, chizkiyo ha'melech, when he was involved in the great Bal Tshuva movement, achrei she'biaru kol ha'tuma, v'hotziyu hanida v'heviyu karbanos, L'chaper al shigigas avodah zara asa pesach l'shem. Right, he quotes the pesukim in Divrei Hayamim, Beis and Perach Chavtes that they did a karban pesach l'chein amru, and that's why this is amazing. It's even a havamina in the Sifri that maybe every ger has to bring a karban pesach, not on a pesach. If you have a ger in the middle of Cheshvan, he has to bring a karban pesach. That's the havamina of the Medrash. V'chiyagur etchem ger v'asa pesach l'shem yochol miyad. You might think that he has to bring a carbon miyad, whatever day of the year it is. Shehu, why would he have to, what's the havamina? Shehu, says the Meshachachma. Shehu l'tar mi'avodah zara, because it's anti-avodah zara carbon, maybe he has to bring it. Tamalomar, tuchukas ha-pesach, u'mishpato ya'aseh. And therefore, no, he doesn't have to. That's amazing havamina. V'zeh nemar be'pesach midbar, haba l'tar Yisrael, mi'chet shala egel. Right, and that's the current Pesach, was related to chet egel, to distance. Ki ha-pesach, More al hahashkacha hapratis. Now he gets into the why. Asher mitzuyanaba Yisrael mikol amim. Asher yivdo bein abo bnei Yisrael b'Yisrael. Has to do with hashkacha. Hashkacha Hashem says the right. That's what Karban Pesach. Right, we had to stay in our houses, and Hashem passed over our houses and smote the firstborns. Yivdo bein b'chol eina b'char umara al yosu ba'atzmo yisparach hapoel belishum emsoi mesovev. It shows hashkacha, and it shows that there is no emsoi. It's just Hashem. V'shaloka ha'omrim asher masar hashkachaso l'rum ma'alaso l'kochos ha'galgalim. Because Hashem is so great and so high that he gave over the powers to the lower kochos. Gar mehashamayim asher manhigim es ha'teva asher alzeh nivas nosdu kol darkei avodah zara v'avodasam. And he continues and discusses all about the Karban Pesach's symbolism a lot more. That he says, af mashush b'leivav Yisrael ki kulam shavim. It also shows that everybody's equal in the eyes of Hashem. Every single person has to take part with this Karban Pesach. And he quotes many other, Yoshio, the story in Malachim Beis, when he was Batar Yud of Yerushalayim. Also, Asa Pesach Hashem. Good. So there's a lot of symbolism. So here the Gemara says that in terms of Machshava, Pesach can be even more chamor than Kashi Kachim, as it is from Chatas. Good. We continue. Amar Rav Chananya, Kami Rabbi Mana. We said before that what's the makar? What's the makar for shinui bailim? They have to shepherd chatas and the pesach. You learn pesach from chatas, and chatas was l'shein bailim from chatas mitzora. So now the Gemara says, is that a pashit limud? Is it okay to learn general chatas from chatas b'tzora? Doesn't chatas b'tzora have unique halachas, which is called a chiddush in halacha? Meaning what? What does chiddush always mean? Tosfos Yivam Mistav Zayin, among other chiddush means, not something that I wouldn't have known without the Torah. But chiddush means something that goes against the rest of the rules of the Torah, the rest of the system. Davar sheyotze min haklal neged haklal. And therefore, the Gemara always asks, you can't learn from a chiddush, because the fact that the chiddush has a different halacha than the rest of the system, maybe it's different in this regard too. So that's what the Gemara asks here. Chatos mitzora has a different halacha than other chatos. Shetei tuna nesachim l'shei bailam. You need nesachim. Generally, nesachim are only brought with a shlamim and an ola, right? But not with a chatos. And here explains the Pnei Moshe. Chatos va'asham einan tuna nesachim. Doesn't usually mean need the wine and the flour libation that goes with it. Chutz mechatos l'shei metzora va'ashamo tuna nesachim, as we learn in the ninth parak of Menachos. So how could you learn any halacha from Chatos Metzora? V'davar sheyatza l'chidusho ein lamed b'menu, asked the Gemara. Answer, no. It's different, but it's also included. Amar levechi Chatos Hashem Metzora, meichal lamida, she tepsula shlo l'shmo. How do we know that a Chatos Metzora is pasul shlo l'shma? You learn that from the other Chatos. Lo min hadin kari, don't you learn from the following pasuk, the Sif, v'shach mazal l'chatos. Fixiv, zos toras l'chatos, torah ha'chaz l'chol l'chatos. The pasuk includes all Chatos. Even though there might be some differences between some of them, they're all included. And therefore, just like you learn Chatos Metzora, you learn from other Chatos regarding Shelo Lishma, you can learn other Chatos from Chatos Metzora, L'shem Bailam. Elami Makam, Shi Lameda, Misham Hima Lamedes. From the same place that it learned from, Metzora learned from other Chatos, Misham Hima Lamedes, so too it could teach us about other Chatos regarding L'shem Bailam. Good. Says the Gemara. Shachtu l'shmo l'zrok dama shlo l'shmo. Get into another related sugya that comes up here. And that is what's called machashvin me'avoda li'avoda. Can one pasul, we just spoke about, can you pasul an avoda when you have an improper thought in that avoda? What if you do an avoda and it's a perfect avoda, but you have kavana during that avoda to do a different avoda in a problematic way? That's machashvin me'avoda li'avoda. So machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Shachtu l'shmo, l'zrok dama shlo l'shmo. I do the shchita l'shma. Perfect. But when I shech the Karban Pesach, I have in mind that I'm going to do the zrika shlo l'shmo. You didn't actually do the zrika shlo l'shmo, but you just thought about doing the zrika shlo l'shmo during the time that you're doing the shchita l'shmo. So does that ruin it? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yish shlo l'shmo b'yavod l'avod v'upasal. It does ruin it. Rishabim Lakish amar, Reish Lakish says, ain. That word should be ain. Ain shlo l'shmo b'yavod l'avod v'yakasher. You might keep the girsa of Yesh and just read it as a rhetorical question. That's the Pnei Moshe. But others just switch the girsa and say, no. Rabbi Shlakish says, there's no problem. If I did the Shechita L'shma, so what that I thought about the Zrika Shlo L'shma? That doesn't ruin the karban. Says the Gemara, what's the source for Rabbi Yochanan? How does Rabbi Yochanan know that if I do a Shechita L'shma and the Zrik with Kavanah to do the Zrika Shlo L'shma, it ruins it? So I'm Rabbi Ila, V'machshev es Pigel, limid Rabbi Yochanan. You learn it from Pigel. After all, Ilu, go with the Karban Eidah's girsa. Ilu shachar amanas lizrok dama lamachar shemei no pigol. What's regular pigol? Pigol is the halacha in Parshas Tzav that if that's machashmei avod lavoda. If I do the shchita perfectly, amanas to do the zrikas adam shelo bizmano. Remember, pigol is always outside the right time, not outside the right place. That's pasul, not pigol. So pigol is outside the right time. So that pasul is the karban, and that makes it a chiyuv kares if I eat it. So says the Rabbi Ila, what's the source for Rabbi Yochanan? Pigol. Just like pigol ruins it, so too, shachto l'shmo, l'zrok dama shlo l'shmo pasul. So too in this case. Amar Rabbi Yossi, mintartin mile, modamia machshav es pigol, machshav es pasul. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't think that's a good makar. I don't think you could compare shlo l'shmo to shlo bizmano. Because of the following, Rabbi Yossi has two problems. I'm going to go with one of the pshatim, again, the next couple of lines. Many mafarshim have different ways of understanding it. We're going to go with one of the ways of understanding. Ilu shachto l'kabal damo shalol l'shmo. We're going to quote two differences between shalol l'shmo and shalol bizmano. And that's how Rabbi Yossi is going to knock out that this can't be the makar for Rabbi Yochanan. Ilu shachto l'kabal damo shalol l'shmo. Sheme ino kasher. If somebody did a shchita to be makabal adam, kabbalah sadam. Remember, that's the second. Shchita kabbalah olachas rika. Kabbalah sadam is not such a chashuv avoda that pigol would ruin it. So here the word shalol l'shmo means machshev es pigol. That's what makes it tricky. So if you shechted a karban, if I shech the karban, perfectly, but I had in mind to do that Kabbalah's Hadam Shelo Bismano Shemeinu Kasher. Isn't that kosher? That's kosher. Pigul only ruins if you have Kavana for Shelo Bismano for the Zrika, Haktara, or Achila. One of those. Zrika, Haktara, or Achila. If I have Kavana to do a Kabbalah Shelo Bismano, it doesn't ruin it. So it says the Gemara, by a Shelo Bismano thought, Pigul, it doesn't get ruined if you thought about Kabbalah. And yet, shachtu, yeah, we're going to go with the girsa on the side, shachtu lishmo, lekabal damam, shelo lishmo pasol. But what if I did a shchita lishma, l'shem kabbalas hadam, shelo lishmo? According to Rabbi Yochanan, that would be pasol. So you see, the shelo lishma machshava could be more chamor than the pigol machshava. So how can you say pigol is the makkah for Rabbi Yochanan? Right, this is an example where l'shelo lishma is even more chamor. Again, what's the more chamor? Pigol, if I do shchita perfectly, and I think Kabbalah Sadam Shelo Bismano, that doesn't ruin it. But shchita perfectly, but I think Kabbalah Sadam Shelo Lishma, that does ruin it. So you see Shelo Lishma is different than more chamor. Or another element, the second point Rabbi Yossi makes, Ilu Shachtu, skip the next two words, Ilu Shachtu Lahakter Imurav Shelo Lishma, I put it there, Shema Eino Pigol. If I do shchita in a pigol thought, shchita l'shem haktaras emurin shelo lishma, which means a pigol thought here, shemein o pigol, that's pigol. Again, perfect shchita, haktaras damim, haktaras emurin, pigol thought, that ruins it. And yet, for the shelo lishma, wouldn't ruin it. Shachtu l'shma l'hakti emurin shelo lishma, kasher. So with two directions, Rabbi Yossi says, there would be a difference between shelo lishma and pigol, those different thoughts. You can't say that the makkah for Rabbi Yochanan, for Machashim, the Avodah Le'Avodah, is going to be pigol, because you have these two differences in halacha between pigol and shelo lishma. Again, what are the two differences? If the first one was, if I do shchita perfectly, I'll menas the Kabbalah Sadam with a pigol thought, that doesn't ruin it. With a shelo lishma thought, it does ruin it. But if you do a perfect shchita and then think about the haktaras emurin with a pigol thought, it does ruin it. With a shelo lishma thought, it doesn't ruin it. So both of those differences. So therefore, how can you say that that's the makar? So the Gemara says, fine. Amar Rabbi Yosa, nachamis Rabbi Yirmiya, tafas Rabbi Ba. I once saw Rabbi Yirmiya grabbing, maybe literally, Rabbi Ba, and saying, explain to me, Amar le time of Rabbi Yochanan. Tell me this, why Rabbi Yochanan says what he says. Why does he say the principle of machashim yavod lavod is pasul? And he answered, Rabbi Ba answered, nasa bishar rishona kishokto lishmo v'shalo lishmo v'u pasul. Why is it? Because when I think, when I do a shchita lishma, and I'm thinking about the zrika shalo lishma, it's as if that shalo lishma thought is also on my shchita. And that's why it ruins it. If you think during an avoda, even if you're thinking about another avoda, that thought during the avoda already is nitfas, is already labeled, it already labels the avoda that you're doing. Even though you're not thinking about this avoda, but it is. So if I do shchita lishma, amanas lizrika shelo lishma, it's as if it did a shchita lishma v'shelo lishma. And that's why it's ruined, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, nasa mishar rishona, kishokto lishmo v'shelo lishmo, v'upasol. Says the Gemara, really? Is that true? Amar lei v'inkeni, if this is true, what about this case? Afilu shachto, skip the next word, la'ochlav, lizro gazdav v'shelo la'ochlav. Right, we know that a Karban Pesach has to be shachted l'shem people who can eat it. And not only that, the people who are going to eat it, the menuyav. So if I did a shchita, and I did a shchita la'ochlav with the kavan in mind for the people who are going to eat it. L'shem zrika sadam for people who can't eat it. Shelo la'ochlav. So v'yasa, so what should you say in that case? V'yasa bishar v'shoda k'shoda la'ochlav shelo la'ochlav v'yei kasher. So you should say in that case that, right, that case is possible. If you do a shchita, we think, the shchita perfectly, almanas zrika shelo la'ochlav, so that would ruin it. But one second. But if you're telling me that the svara for Rabbi Yochanan is that it's as if it's right now, so that I should say it's as if he did the shchita l'shem ochlin v'shalo l'shem ochlin, and that would be kasher, because the halacha is as long as you had some ochlin in mind, that's kasher. And less yachilin, you can't say that. Why? Because we have a misorah for Rabbi Yochanan that he says that's pasul. Tomorrow, Rabbi Elam, shem Rabbi Yochanan, shachtu l'ochlav, zokdav v'shalo l'ochlav, pasul, change the word. Right? So you think it's pasul. So how, if you say the Rabbi Yochanan svara is that whatever you're thinking about is as if you had that machshava about during the time of what you're doing right now, then the show should be considered shchita la'ochlav vishalo la'ochlav, and it shouldn't be puzzle. Because as long as you have some ochlin in mind during the avod, that's good. But we know Rabbi Yochanan says that's puzzle. So the Gemara answers, no, we don't. Aser Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shachtu la'ochlav, lizrota vishalo la'ochlav, kasher. That's okay. It's been there for, there's no problem. It's ki'ilu, it's considered the shchita l'shem ochlav vishalo la'ochlav, and it's going to be kasher. Rabbi Yosa, Nasav Chedem in Trade, Tamoid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosa put together these two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Lama, and explained as we just said, the whole Svara is Nasa Kibi. That's the Svara. Lama Shachtu Lishma, Lizrok Tabashal Lishma Pasol. Why is it that if you do Shchita Lishma, with Zrika Sadab Shalashma in mind, so Nasa Mishari Shona, Kishot Lishma, Shalom Lishma, Vu Pasol. It's as if you had both Bakshavas in mind during Shchita, and that Pasol's the Shchita. Because the shchita l'shma v'shalol l'shmo is ruined based on the shalol l'shmo. Lo meshachtu la'ochlav l'zrok v'shalol la'ochlav kasher. And why is that kasher? If I do shchita l'shem people who can eat it, amanas zrika people who can't eat it. Because again, you put both machshavas right now, and that's kasher. Nasa kibishar rishona kishachtu la'ochlav v'shalol la'ochlav v'u kasher. And therefore, the svara helps explain why Rabbi Yochanan is the difference between these two halachas. Because it's ki'ilu, you had both of them right now, and therefore it would be okay by the Lo'ochlav case, and not okay by the Shlo Lishma case. Good. We'll have to see other interpretation of how to put these two Rabbi Yochanans together. But the Svara of Nasa Kimi Mishari Shona, that helps explain these two differences in Halacha between Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we'll have to stop.